Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lemay. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. And now, play ball. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Sims and he is out, Brown applying the tag. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Bando moves to second. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to home to get Jackson. Keogh moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Bando reaches second base with a double. Cater moves to third. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0-for-1 in the game. Odom strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Monday reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to second. Billy Harris pinch hits for Stan Williams. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Billy Harris now playing second base. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Dave Duncan. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0 for 2 in the game. Odom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Campaneris scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sims. Cater moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cater scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Horacio Pena now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson is walked intentionally. Bando moves to second. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keough is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardenal moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 3 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund fires to third and picks off Green. One out. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Roof moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roof scores. Odom moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odom moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Odom scores. Campaneris moves to third. Monday moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Vicente Romo now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alves strikes out. Roof drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alves out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.